Niyamochag, what about a piece of paper that you erased on it? So Rashi Shuvah in the Roy Lichtov, you can't write on this paper anymore. The thikach sara shir god the lichrog afitz luchas. You need a bigger shear of this paper. It was written paper ready, as you don't have good, it was actually wrote on ink. So if you erase it, it looks very schmutzig. You can't write again on it. So what's the purpose of this piece of paper? You have to make it for a bottle cap. It means like a perfume bottle. We have before, Nisha used to walk out with it. So a small perfume bottle, you want to use it for a cap to stop up the bottle, you use a piece of paper. So you have enough of a piece of paper to stuff up the cap, the mokum of the cap, and you chayiv. Or, what about you carry out skin on Shabbos? How much, what's the size of the skin that's choshev to be mechayiv? The last is kimeya. You have to be able to make a kimeya from the skin. A kimeya was like a charm they used to make. They used to, we had before different sukkim you wrote on the kimeya and use it for a refuah. So you walk out with this, or it's a small postik you wrote on, it's a very small shear. Shrashi, that's right here. Duchtis, Shabbi Gurus, the Sanat, the Lichta Mezuzah. We'll see in the Gemara, duchtis is another part of another type of the parchment. This part, you write a mezuzah. Klaf, it's another type of the parchment, we'll soon see, the Lichta Vol of Pasha Katana Shabbat Tfilin. She Yishma Yisrael. Now on the klaf, you could write Tfilin, that's a piece of parchment, and the smallest Pasha, that's Shema Yisrael, that's a chosh of a shear. You have a shear of a klaf that you can write Shema Yisrael, you chayv if you carry out on Shabbos. Less than that, why it's chatzi shir, but Rashi it's an issa di reisa, the other Rishon is only yosim the Rabbon. Rashi klaf le lichta pash katana. The idea the dom of Yikorim, since it's a very choshev, a thin klaf, a piece of parchment, is very choshev, le avdi menayo kishri muchsin. People don't use a piece of parchment stamped to use for a tax receipt. Elot filin, they only use it to write filin on a mezuzah. Therefore, if you carry out a small piece of parchment, even though it's big enough to write the receipts for a tax, but since people don't use it for that purpose, it's useful. It's useless. What is it used for? To write a mezuzah with. So at least what's film. So it has to be enough of a shear of choshev of a klav, at least to write the Pasha Shema Yisrael on it. Write the dioy. How much ink do you have to carry it on Shabbos to be chayiv? What's a choshev a shear of ink? The lichtov beis oisius. Enough to write two oisis. That's a choshev azach. Rashi l'roisha ma'ashtei chulyis shel kli. Either to make rishuma, to make a heker, to make a sign on two sides of a kli. Oya kroshim azavgun. That's like in the Mishkan. They put it on two different boards. They made a simon on each board to know this board goes next to that board. That much ink yichayi for. Choyl. That's like eye paint, eye makeup. How much are yichayi? They lochol ayin achem. Chiddush. You don't need enough to put in both eyes. It's enough even for one eye. And Rashi says, that people don't use this eye medicine for one eye. Usually, if you use it already, use it for both eyes. So why are Yechai Fasham is carrying out enough Tcham for one eye? The Chur is not Choshe for one eye. Devek, if you carry out glue. So Rashi, glue. What's the Shia Choshe for glue? They litoin Berosh HaShashuf to put on top of this beam. Rashi, Kedei litoin Berosh HaShashuf Gwamapar Shlo. I think it was a type of a beam, we'll see, that used to catch birds on it. So the birds used to fly on top of the beam. They used to put glue on top of it. So when the bird got on top, they used to be glued down to the beam. So enough glue to catch a bird. That's how much glue you need. Zephes, the gofis, while you're carrying out tar or sulfur, how much is a shear? The last size naked. In order to make a small hole, that's enough. If this is a choshev azach, use even a small amount of it. Rashi, k'dei lasos nekev katan, kli shenoisnim by kesef chai. Some say it's like mercury. That's like raw silver. Soisim piv, you soisim, you cover it up, the zephis with tar, or the gophis with sulfur. V'noikev v'teichas dimen, you make a little nekev, a little hole there. Nekev dak loitziya boy, in order to take out the mercury. So just to cover up that small hole, that's a choshev shear really of zephes, of tar, or of sulfur. Shava, how much wax do you have to take out? The liter now pi nekev cotton. Also, to put on top of a small hole, you used to use wax to cover up holes, so a small hole is a choshev shear wax. Charsis, rashes levein ktusha, so the brick that was chopped up, like chopped up clay, or chopped up bricks, is kudelasois pi kur shel tziferi zov. A pi kur to the mount to make for the opening of the furnace that they used to make the golden. Shrash lasas pi kur, shamafuach nichnas bo, the air would go inside the opening of the furnace. That's a choshev shia to make with carry out charsis for. We have used the way to make the last size pit put, not the shear of making the hole, but to make pit puts. Rashi, that's like the regal, that's the three stand, the feet of the kur of the tanner. A regal lamakim moishev hakur, the feet where you're going to put the kur, the furnace on. Shoy moshivan al kain, but also lekacha going tapir lishpos hakaderim. It's like a three-legged one that you put the kader on top of it. So that's how much chastis you need. Enough chastis to make three legs. Subin, what about the carry out bran? Subin, that's like the psalus of the wheat, the bran of the wheat. How much subin? There's also the people used to make the fire, the kur, to burn up the zov. So usually they used to use pechamim, they used to use coals. Among they didn't have coals, they would also use subin sometimes. So enough shia of the subin. Rashi subin klelita na pi kur shasurf zov. The malkim shein pchamim, in the place where they didn't have any coals, surf and zov. They used to use gold. It's surf and zov, where they used to polish the gold or make the gold. They shall subin. Used to burn the fire with subin. Subin is the bran. So that's the shia choshev. Enough bran to make a fire with it. Right, the sid, that's lime. Kidei losud kitana shavabonis. Hey, the young girls used to use sid on the body, take off the hair, b'makom erva. So what a small girl would use the sid, that's a choshev shir. Shrashi losud kitana shavabonis. Toifloi sid lahashiras haseyu. They used to put sid, used to put lime on the makom erva to take off the hair. But some say, I think it was also that in the Miri says that they used to do it, that the girls used to come of age and they didn't have hair. So they used to put the sid there on that makam to soften it. Either it took off the hair or it made the hair grow. But they used to use sid for that purpose. So that's enough sid for a ktana. Isha ktana is enough. If you do one, make a day last is kilkul. How much sid do you have to take out enough to make a kilkul? I think a type of a shaitan, a covering for the hair. From the chem, you have to make a day last is undafi. Undafi, some say it's to cover the side hair. Not to cover all the hair, to cover just the side hair that falls out. I will see in the Gemara what this is exactly. Yeah. So the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Chevel, how much is the size of a string? Are you chayv if you carry out how much string? Chevel, nam l'chayv, the last is tvoy l'naka. As the Mishnah says, what's the shear for a string? A regular string is to make the oizen of a kupa, to make the handle of a kupa. That's the biggest shear. Then the Mishnah says, the gami, that's like a string made out of leaves, or made out of reeds, that's enough to make like a hangon, just a place to hang the seat. For the Gemara, even a chevel, the first case, a regular string, why aren't you chayv also to make a hanger? If I said the smallest shear even, for the Gemara, chevel namu lechayv lelasu toloi, to make a hangel, a napa lekarva, to hang up a seat, or carpet, another type of seat. Hey, it's a smaller shear to make a hanger, you have to have a small loop just. You take a small piece of string, like a loop, and knock it into the wall, and you have a mokum to hang it. So why do you have to have a bigger shear to make the handle of a kli, which need bigger rope? Why isn't rope also enough just to make the hanger? And for the Gemara, kivan, the chorech, stam rope is a little rough. It's harder. So if you put it on the stam kalim, it makes like scratches and dention on the sieve. So kivan, the chorech, the mona, it scratches on the kli. Layav the inchi, people don't make a hanger for a kli from regular hard chevel. They rather use soft gami, soft leaves, or the reeds. Therefore, chevel is only aimed the most to use for the handle of a kli. You need a bigger shear. Shrashi chevel namli lechayi b'shiurei zutra smaller shear dechaz namli lechayi b'napakava should also be enough just to make a hanger out of it. Teretz is no the chorech kein charki makes like scratches. Meteich shukosha since it's a harder a chevel a string is a harder substance. Poigim esetz it's poigim makes scratches inside the kli eitz. And they don't use this, they'd rather use from gami, from soft leaves. Tana Rabbonin, Hutzin Rashi Ratsha Lulve Dekel. If you have pieces of like a luluf, you have the leaves of a luluf, how much of that is the chayef for Shabbos if you carry it out? Hutzin Grelasus Oizin Lisal Kripus Mitzvahs. They used to use it to make a handle for a basket that's made in Mitzvahs, in Mitzrayim. Rashi Kripus Mitzvahs. Sala also in Mitsure Dekel, a basket that's made from also parts of the deck of the palm tree. So to make the handle, they used to use the lulav. So enough leaves to make a handle, that's kosher. Sid, just lost another part of the palm tree that grows outside the tree. Trashi siv vidilis. Shegodol sovadeku. That grows right around the palm tree. Kein malbush, like a coat. Venichrach svivoisavoyle. It grows around the tree and goes up on the tree. That's called the siv. So how much of this do you have to carry out to be chayiv for Shabbos? What's the choshev for? What is it used for? There's a cherim oimrim g'day litoin al pi mashpich koton lisanan esayayin. They used to use it for the sieve, lasanan, to clean out the wine. So they used to put this al pi mashpich koton, put it on the top, the opening of a small funnel, like. Shrasha pi mashpich, unjus a funnel, lasanan esayayin. Shemakev apsoilus, it used to hold back the psoilus, like the pits, or the shells of the grapes. And it used to go into the opening of the kli. So they used to put this sieve around there. That's a choshev b'shir. Right, the revav, it's Rashi shumin or shemin. Fats. How much fat, how much is sheer fat you have to carry on Shabbos? Like, what do you use fat for that's choshev to mechayiv? Yudei losuch tachas asfagin kitana. So how much does shmir underneath a small cookie? Like when you used to bake underneath the cookie, underneath the cake, you put oil usually. So enough oil to shmir underneath the cookie, that's a shir choshev. Shrashi asfugin, rikik, like a cookie. Shenais the matana to put in the oven. V'tochin tachta valya, and underneath the cookie they put oil, they put fats. So enough fats to shmir under a cookie, that's a choshev shir. It's usable, yichai, if you carry out on Shabbos. For the Gemara, yes, the kamish yura, how much is the shir? Kesela. The size of a seller, a matbeya called a seller. For the Mara Batanya Kugregris, we learned another place, you have to carry out enough fat, the shear of a Gregris, and the Gemara Idividi Chachir, it's the same shear. A Gregris and the shear of a Kisela by fat, it's the exact same measurements. Trash of the Kamishura Shell is Pugin. This Pshat is, Trash is learning Kamishura means how big does a cookie have to be? But we're saying enough fat to put under the cookie. But how big is a cookie? You could have mamash a miniature cookie and you could have a big cookie. So one place it says the cookie has to be the size of a stella, and the next place it says the cookie has to be the size of a gregris. That was the theorem. And the Gemara, the size of a stella and the gregris is the same shear. So you don't need a gregris of the fat. The cookie has to be the size of a gregris. And how much fat you need to put underneath the cookie is much smaller shear. So the Gemara, muchin, that's like shmatis. How much shmatis do you have to carry? Mukha is anything soft pieces of material. How much do you have to carry out to be chayav for Shabbos? Kedei lasa is kadur ktana, to make a small ball out of it. V'kam is shira, what's the shear of a small ball? Kegel is like a nut. Trashi kadur pluta. Right, so the kids played with it, so that's what they used it for, it was usable. So that's much shmatis, to make a small ball, the size of an egg is chashiv yichayav to carry out on Shabbos. But the Mishnah says near you carry out piece of paper could they licht of all of kesher muksin. How big does the paper have to be to write the receipt of a tax? If you pay the tax, or when you go over the bridge, you pay the tax on this side, and it gives you a receipt to show the guy on the other side you paid. Tana, kama kesher muksin. How much do you write? How big does the piece of paper have to be for a receipt? Shtei oisias. It's two oisias. That's what the receipt was. You used to write two oisias. That was the receipt. Rashi shtei oisis, the salka taita of having minu is shtei oisis di dan desertion. The imam is two oisis regular, the way we write two oisis, two aleph, an aleph base, small shear. Reminu for the markasha, hamoitz in the yecholik. Somebody finds an empty piece of paper, im yesh, bokade licht of shtei oisis chayiv. It's enough to write shtei oisis chayiv. Vim la potter, and if not, you potter. In Omer Rasheshis, my shtei oisis, what does it mean shtei oisis here? Shtei oisis shakesha muksin. It means by shtei not poshut shtei oisis, not regular two oisis, but special two oisis that they write on the receipt for a tax. So mazois mashma, the oisis you write for a tax is a special type of an ois, not poshut oisis. So why at the beginning we said, what's the shear regular shtei oisis? That's the stira. And the Gemara, Rav Roma shtei oisis didan obey sachiza. Taino kesher muksin, enechnami. A kesher muksin has bigger oisiyos. It's not a regular portion of two oisiyos. So that we said before, it's enough for regular oisiyos. It means also with the pesachiza. You have to have enough a piece of paper to write two regular oisiyos, and after that, there should be a place to hold on to it. If you have a place to grab onto the paper and to write two oisiyos, that's a shear to write two big oisiyos of a kesher muksin. So there's no stira. A regular two oisiyos is too small. That's not enough. need a bigger piece of paper that writes two oisiyos with the ktei achiza, which is the shear of two big oisiyos of a kesher muchsum. Rashi kesher shem muchsum leboye gilyon lebeis achiza shoychso kula the kapov poshet royim. It's the receipt itself. You don't have to hold on the side. You hold the whole thing in your palm. So now the receipt is two big oisiyos. If you want to have a piece of paper that we write two regular oisiyos, it has to be a little bit bigger with the shear ktei achiza. But the more nicely, if somebody finds a near mochik, a piece of paper that was used already, it was erased, so you can't use it for kesher muchsin, or else the shtar perua, or else somebody finds a shtar that was already paid up.
Let me say this one second. Did you skip something?
Or else you found this star that was paid up already, the loy that paid up the malva. If on the white piece of the paper that wasn't written on yet, as you found the near mochok means part of it was written on already, was erased. But you found now part that's white, that wasn't used yet. The star was written on that you owe the money, but there's some blank piece of paper there. Is in yesh beluba on the white, the blank part of it shaloi. There lichter shtei oisiyos, enough to write two oisiyos on the blank part. Oy bekuloi, or else to write on the whole. Oy bekuloi, or else on the whole piece of paper. Because they lichter chapitz luchas katanam shel plaitin chayim. It's either the whole piece of paper now, even though it was written on already. That's like the Mishnah says. A niya mochak, a written piece of paper ready, is not even anymore to write with. Then you need a bigger shear, enough to wrap it up to make it for a bottle cap. If you have the size to make a bottle cap out of it, you chayiv. And if you don't have the size of a bottle cap, you also chayiv if the lubin should buy the white part of it has enough to write two oisiyos. Mashma, that's all you need. What does two oisiyos mean? Here also I tell you, even though it says tama loshner shtei oisiyos doesn't mean the size of regular two oisiyos. It's actually you can interpret it. Shtei oisiyos means the bigger shear. It means two bigger oisiyos, the size of a kesher muchsin. Then it's good. El the rabbi diyama. Shtei oisiyos didan. No, when it says shtei oisiyos, the taka means our two oisiyos. No, he was moisav. I had this theory before. It means the beis achiza. Obviously, you also have to have the beis achiza enough to hold on to it. Dainu kesher muchsin. Obviously, hocha beis achiza like kasha. Here you don't need a beis achiza. So obviously, should buy for the kasha. As according to rabbi, it's a bit so shver. Rabbi says in the speech that when it says shtei oisiyos means two small oisiyos with the beis achiza. But here it's shred to say that, because here it says, Klo, you have a piece of paper that was written on. So the beis achiza could be the written part of the piece of paper. It says, Abi, the blank part is two oisiyos, that's enough to be mechayiv. So Masman, when it says two oisiyos, it means only two oisiyos. And Rav says two oisiyos means no, it means two oisiyos with kedei achiza. So it's a little kasha on Rav. But this writes, it wouldn't be Masman like Rav's pshat. Here it's Masman, shtei oisiyos means only two oisiyos. So I already have this theory before, Kesher Shel Muchsin, the tax of bigger oisiyos. You have to get the first tarot, Senech Namid. Shtei oisiyos also means bigger oisiyos. But the Rav learns Shtei oisiyos means no, smaller oisiyos, but you have to also like see. With Kedei Achiza, here it's Shreer, here it can't mean Kedei Achiza. Because you have a big enough Shreer, Kedei Achiza, the whole written part on already. Rashi, Belubin means the Gilyan, the white part, the part that's not used, the sides of it. Hocha Beis Achiz Leit Zorach. You have the whole erased part. You could write the star on the part that you could write, and the whole erased part is enough to hold on to. So you don't need two parts, shtei oisiyos and kedei achiza. So Tzorai, the word shtei oisiyos does not include two parts to it, like two oisiyos and kedei achiza. It only means two oisiyos. That's a kashan rav. Right. Tana Rabbanan, Hamoitzi Kesher Muchsin. Somebody finds a Kesher Muchsin. Ach loy hera lamoiches. Calls the man, you didn't use it yet, like you didn't show it to the other side of the bridge that you paid your tax on the urge. You need this piece of paper. It's chayiv. If you carry it out on Shabbos, it's called a Dovah Choshev. You need it to pat yourself from tax. So you have to carry it out. Mishera lamoiches. But once you already showed it to the tax collector, you went both sides of the bridge, you passed over the bridge, and you already showed it, you put yourself from paying taxes. If you carry it out now, this receipt, since it has no chshiv, it's not worth anything, you potter on Shabbos. It itself has no use. So you potter, it's not a double chashiv. If you don't know, even after you showed it to the tax, that you potted yourself already, still chayiv. Still, if you carry it out now on Shabbos, still it's a double chashiv. Why? You need it. You can never tell, maybe you need it. But the more my b'nai, what's the machloek? Because what does it mean? You mean you do need it? And why does the Tanakh say you don't need it? Amar Abaye, if you b'nai, you rehito muksa. You have to be afraid. Sometimes a tax collector, even after you passed him, he'll run after you another time, like to get tainas on you. He'll want to catch you. So it's always kedai to retain your receipt. You never know when the tax guy will run after you a second time to mun you again for money. So if you hold, you always have to hold on to it. Sefer was always choshev. Tanakhama says, no, we're not choshev. It's like the Musa Leshchiach. Once you paid your tax and you passed by both collectors, finished, you don't need it anymore. Shirashi, my benayu. Claim it, but my pligi, or the my ka'omar Rabbi Yehuda the Tzorochle, what do you need it for? Rita Mukhsi, Kurtia, Shirotzen Acheroifim. Sometimes the guy runs a second time, even after you pay tax. Lohalo Aleim, stam tap tangas on you to make a bilbil on you. Shiloinit no hamechas, they'll come tangas, you didn't pay the tax. Vetoruch Loivim, last Solomoichas, they'll make you pay a second time tax. Or Masniya Chesim, therefore it's good to hide your receipt. Laharas Leilu, to show them, I paid up, don't bother me no more. Now Tanakam Le Matzin Leilu Achid, he roid bas, we hod legadi moichas. If they run after you already, so you go back to the original guy you paid you, and show, hey, don't you remember me, I paid you already. So maybe you don't have to be Chesim, you don't have to hold on to it. Yes, that's one shot. Right? Rabbi Rama, Moiches Godel, Moiches Kotanik Benayu. A big one and a small one. It's Rashi. Problem Shiesh Moiches Godel, Shaturfa Lama Dalagesha Kolayim. Sometimes it's a big tax collector. He stays there the whole day. Mamana Moiches Kotan, and it's too much for him to stay there the whole day, so he makes a smaller guy take over. Vize Mitchila Eino Mara Chaisim Shomelech, El Godel. He only shows the receipt to the big one. You need it. The smaller one will stop you from going over. That's a child, does he give you a password or not? They say, you're old, when you pay the big guy, he gives you a password. So by the small guy, you don't need the receipt anymore, password is enough. And if you don't know, sometimes you need the receipt is still usable. Even by one tax collector, it's not criminal. They should sorok le la haroisa le moiche sheni. The yom le chazi gavra de mochas ano. It's kedai always to show your tax returns, keep your receipt. It's kedai to show next year to the tax collector again, you should know I'm an honest guy. You want to see next year I pay taxes. So it's always good to hold your receipt. It's worth it for you to hold it. Therefore, even after you paid and you don't need it, it's kedai to hold it. Therefore, it's a double choshev. Trash the mukha shena shamava rachava puts them in mechat el arisoi. Shu nemen v'choshiv. Ve'enu mavriya chatzvim in amechat. Ve'eshlo yalu lolo v'achat man. You don't want them to give you tzaras to make complaints about you. So you want to show them I'm a clean guy. I paid my taxes. So it's always kedai to keep the receipt. Right. Tzad Rabbon. Ha moitzi shtar choyv. If somebody finds on Shabbos a shtar choyv. It means a shtar that Reuven owes Shimon money. Is actually poro calls the man the loiva didn't pay the money yet. Smell the star was a very choshev a thing you needed. It's chayiv. If somebody carries it out now on Shabbos, it's chayiv. It's a choshev like it's a check. He owes me money. It's a choshev a thing. Misha poro, but after the loiva already paid up the malva, so now the check is useless. It's paid up already. It's potter. He's a potter. He has no use. It's not worth anything. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, no. After misha poro, even after you paid up the money for this chayiv, still chayiv. Still the receipt, still the shtar was worth something, and he carried out the chayiv. Why? You never tell, you need the shtar. My b'nai, what's the machlokes if you need the shtar or not? Omer Rabbi Yosef, also l'shoy yishtar pruik b'nai. The nafkamina is, if there is an isra of holding a shtar prua, Rabban and Sarbatanakam holds also l'shoy yishtar prua. She knows an isra to hold it. Because we're afraid, since it was used already once, if you hold on to it, maybe you'll want a second time, you use it a second time. Now that's an isser. So once it was shtar was paid up, rip it up, get rid of it. You're also to hold it. So if it's also to hold it, it's not worth anything. So if you carry it out non-shamas, avad the yapotim. If If you the suffer no mutla shaita shtar through, you're allowed to hold it. There's no chiv to rip it off. Therefore, it's chashiv by you. You could use it for something in health. But since it's chashiv for you, if you carry it out on Shabbos, you chayiv. Trashi, also the shoyish tapruah. Mishum shenem, the pasuk says, al tishkum b'yalecha avlo. Don't keep anything dead in your house. Hilkach, malveh le mishoyin le. The malveh won't keep it, lots of pizza chusay mishum iser. Because it's also for him to keep it. It's like an avlo. If he holds it, the malveh, maybe later, when one eye, he'll use it the second time. That's an iser. There's no issa. If he wants to keep it, let him keep it. The leiver, he could do it. But the svar, he also doesn't hold on to it. The leiver is afraid. If it's a good star, maybe the leiver will lose it, and the marvel will find it again, and the marvel will take it out and use it again. So a paid up star check, you rip it up right away. Therefore, the svar is the leiver gets rid of it. And the marvel is not allowed to keep it. Therefore, since it's not chashiv, the lacher is, you put it, you carry it out. And if you don't know, muta the trash yukach, ki yoitzio mal v'chayiv, the tzorach l'nichor apitza chusam. He could use the shtar for a purpose. He could use it as a bottle cap. And he holds there's no iser in keeping the shtar in your house. Therefore, it's awesome. According to him, it's muta. It's your muta to keep it. Therefore, if you carry out on Shabbos, you chayiv. It's called a davar choshev. Abaye Rama, no. The Kula Yalma also a Shoy Shtaprua. According to everybody, I tell you, there's an Isser, you're not allowed to keep a Shtaprua. And this goes upon the Malva. The Malva, once you receive your money from Nishtar, you have to rip it up. You can't keep it. It's an Avlo, you can't keep it in your house. According to everybody. The Shoy Shtaprua. I was like, what's the Machlekes then? Why, according to Yehuda, are you Chayiv? The Chur, you can't use the Shtar anymore. For Hocha, we're talking about the Moidi, the Shtar Shekosu, Shetzorok Lekaimai. Talking about the shtar wasn't really paid up yet. No, the Malva has a shtar. Reuven has a shtar that Shimon owes him money. And he doesn't have Eidim to Mekayim the shtar. But Shimon says, I'm asking him, I wrote you the shtar. Like he's Mekayim the shtar. He's saying the shtar is an emistic shtar. So Shimon says, I paid you up already. And Reuven says, no, here's my shtar. You didn't pay me up yet. So the Machlok is, could you use such a shtar or not? As the Moedish of Shtar Shekosu, that Shimon was Moedish, that star was a good star. I'm asking, I wrote you that star, I borrowed the money from you. So Shimon is saying, I paid you up. So one man here says, Sorach Lekaimu Kniflugi. Tanakam is Sovar, Moedish of Shtar Shekosu, Sorach Lekaimu. Since, how do we know the star was good? The Malva doesn't have any Edim. It's only since the Lever is Moedah that I wrote the star. But the Peshos, the Peshitor, he's the one that's saying it's good. He's the one that's saying, I paid you up. So since he's saying, I paid you up, you can't use the shtar. So since you can't use the shtar is worthless. Therefore, if you carry it down the Shabbos, it's like a pot. That's the Tanakhamis for it. Shashkot Sokhla Kaimai. If you have used the Sabah, no. Moedah, the shtar shakosu, ain't Sokhla Kaimai. Since Shimon, the labor is Moedah, that I wrote the shtar, I'm Moedah, I borrowed the money from you. So Shimon is saying that I paid you up. We don't believe Shimon. Because once you're murdered, the star is a good star. So now we know the star was empty. What are you telling you paid up? We have a swear you didn't pay up. Because anybody that pays up always takes the star back. You never leave the star by the malva. If you would have went and paid up the malva, how come the malva still has the star? But since the malva still has the star, we then want you didn't pay up the star. So according to you, the malva has a good star. That he could mine and collect money with the shtar, so that it's a choshev shtar for him, it's worth the money. So therefore, if he carries it out on Shabbos, he's chayiv. So according to Yehuda, this is called the choshev shtar here. Yehuda holds moedah b'shtar shekosu, for once the leiver was moedah, that the shtar is emes. Just the leiver, tiny as he was paid up already, we don't believe him, ain't tzorach l'kayim, we don't need eidim to mekayim the shtar. That alone is the key. Of the zoy umayach leiporu mishapara, what does the Braisa say in Afkumina, whether it was paid up or not paid up? Well, we're learning now, according to both of them, it's not paid up yet.